This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president vows to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. The Kremlin has sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fall back to nearby positions, but Zelensky chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of continuing the defense and strengthening the Ukrainian positions. At a news conference, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has reassured Middle East allies the American military is going to be there for the long haul despite its focus on Ukraine.
We will continue to work with our allies and partners to ensure that as we move forward, we're better integrating their capabilities so that, you know, we can have better domain awareness in the air domain and a maritime domain.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says
that FBI is offering a $50,000.
He will appoint a special investigator to decide whether there should be a public inquiry into reports of Chinese interference in Canada's elections. He is also having Parliament's National Security Committee examine classified information on the matter.
We have long known, and an independent report confirmed it again last week, that the Chinese government and other regimes like Iran and Russia have attempted to interfere not just in our democracy, but in our country in general.
The Globe and Mail reported last month that China worked to defeat conservative politicians considered